Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The three-day Boston Calling Music Festival gets underway today in Allston. More than 50 acts will take the stages. One of them is a young, dyed-in-the-wool New Englander named Noah Kahn. The 26-year-old singer-songwriter's star has been rising rapidly with help from a song about Vermont that's gone viral. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how and why Kahn's love for the region became a muse for his music.
Noah Kahn started writing songs when he was just a little kid in Hanover, New Hampshire.
I was surrounded by a lot of land and a lot of space, and I wasn't a great student. I found it really hard to focus on school, and with that, I kind of ended up imagining a lot.
Kahn went on to record poppy folk tunes in high school with friends and posted them online. Soon enough, a major record company noticed, and Kahn decided to forego college for a career in music. It took him to Nashville, New York, and Los Angeles, but he missed home and flew back a lot to see his parents who moved to the tiny town of Stratford, Vermont. In late 2020, Kahn started a song inspired by where he really wanted to be.
I wrote a verse and a chorus, and I uploaded it to TikTok, and, you know, I almost deleted it because I was like, this stinks. And I was really gleaning a lot of my confidence from how people responded to my songs.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have...
Well, Kahn was wrong. 75,000 people listened to that tease of Stick Season. The full song went viral in 2022 and has hundreds of millions of global streams. Now it's like an anthem for Vermont.
Vermont, but it's the season of the stick. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll
Kahn says stick season is the grim transitional time between autumn and winter, when the foliage has fallen and the snow hasn't arrived. For him, the song's emotionally raw lyrics about the ghosts of a relationship and being left behind shed light on life beyond beautiful leaves and maple syrup.
What I really, really appreciate is when I'm in, like, Nebraska or Missouri and people are singing those words, because it reminds me that music is universal and people can feel isolated in their environment no matter where they are. And I do think that's a part of the reason that people connect to that song. That's definitely how I felt when I wrote the song.
So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back, and I...
Stick Season sparked an epiphany for Kahn. It validated the pull he felt to write from his heart about the region he loves. So Kahn crafted more small-town New England stories and characters for an album that's topped the charts since last fall. He says an older single man's search for companionship in rural Vermont drives the song Northern Attitude.
I find, like, people in New England a lot of times can come off as, you know, a little bit bristly and reserved. But these people still are human and are looking for love and can seem like tough nuts to crack, but people still want to, you know, have that connection. So I wanted to write about that.
If I get too close, and I'm not how you hoped, forget my northern attitude, oh, I was raised out in the cold.
Kahn explores some deep, dark feelings through his writing. He says he's struggled with anxiety and depression since he was young. But while the lyrics are often about loneliness and longing, the music is deliberately upbeat.
I wanted to use, you know, chord progressions and production that lifted people up and allowed them to think about these feelings without feeling negative about them all the time. And I wanted the music to provide some of that hope for people when they listen to the lyrics.
Kahn's musical road trips take us on highways, down dirt roads, and past lighthouses. The song Maine on the EP Cape Elizabeth is an ode to the seaside town where his girlfriend's dad lives.
I want to go to Maine. Mm-hmm.
A lot of Khan's fans have tattoos of the lighthouse on Cape Elizabeth's album cover. That loyalty wasn't lost on Boston Calling co-founder Brian Appel when he noticed Khan's star rising last year.
Sometimes these singer-songwriters just end up connecting with an audience in a way that, you know, is like tattoo-worthy. And I think that he's got some fans that are going to be with him for life, just coming out of the gate the way that he did.
Khan still can hardly believe a kid who grew up doing open mics is playing the huge hometown festival.
The more I think about it, I start getting all sweaty. I'm really excited. Playing songs about New England in New England's biggest city, I'm just really over the moon about it and cannot wait to get out there.
Khan lives in Watertown now with his girlfriend who teaches in Roxbury. After Boston Calling, his band embarks on a sold-out 4-month cross-country tour. Khan knows he'll miss New England, especially Vermont, but his German Shepherd Penny is going along for the ride.
I'm hoping it'll be okay, but if you catch me in like 2 weeks, I'll probably be like crying for maple syrup. We'll see.
I'm homesick.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Homesick.